All right, welcome everybody back to the Unpopular Playground. Thanks for listening to our podcast. And today we're going to continue our boundaries discussion, and we're going to focus on just general society, workmates, coworkers, the cashier at the door. Whatever you want to say, not to sound like a broken record, but for me personally, kick things off. You got to ask yourself, why would you need boundaries in the first place? And if you are allowing yourself to get walked over, disrespected, mistreated by other people, whoever they may be, then you need to ask yourself why that's happening. And for me, it always comes back to because you're not putting yourself first. You're not loving yourself the way you need to love yourself. And you're not putting yourself first. Otherwise, you wouldn't let that happen. And I think that's a lesson that many of us have to learn at some point in our lives. Anyway, that's my take, but I want to hear definitely from you two ladies. And Jen, you want to your perspective on this?
Absolutely. One of the things that I've learned early on was that all of your coworkers are not your friend. You really have to, there's a distinct dynamic between, we have already talked about your family and your close friends, but sometimes when you're at work, that involves your money and you're thinking about getting promotion and climbing up the ladder, especially when you're just starting a job. You could be new to that dynamic and you could be a threat to somebody else. Somebody sees you as competition and they have that term frenemy and they want to get close to you to either sabotage you or to just be in the know so they can always be one step ahead. It's almost like a game of passive-aggressive chess. I think the best advice that I would have, especially if you're at work, be friendly, but not overly familiar. Everybody doesn't need to know your plans about what your ambitions are and what you're doing. You just do your best. Do the best that you can do. And don't feed into the gossip. The person that's gossiping to you, they're going to, how do you know that they're not gossiping everything else? That's pretty much a good sign that what you say is going to go out to everybody else. When I go into a new place, I'm friendly, but not familiar with everybody. People that you vibe with, because you'll have people that are on the same wavelength with you, but you really got to test that. It has to be a case-by-case basis. When people start talking, I just say, hey, I'm just honest, just straight up. I don't want to hear you talking about anybody else. I don't want anything to come between my money. If I have to be a witness or whatever, I will throw you under a bus. I'm friends until you mess with my money. I said, I want to be friends with you, but if it comes between me and my money, you're going to be under that back tire and I'm going to be screeching. I'm completely honest. All I see wherever I work is magic because people know not to gossip to me. They don't tell me. I said, I don't want to hear your tea about anything. I love to have fun, but I don't want the drama. The only drama I want is on the theater when I go to the movies. If I have an issue with somebody, I will go and tell them right away. I will say, hey, is there anything I can do to help you? And then you always have those people that you don't vibe with. You'll be in a room with them and you'll have to work together with them. And they just get really quiet and they just have nothing to say to you. But, and that's fine. You don't vibe with everybody and that's okay too. But I am friendly with them. I'll say hello, that just because they're not real friendly with me and I'm just not vibing or whatever, that's not going to throw off my day. I'm still going to be a nice person. I'm still going to be great and friendly with everybody, no matter what. And I'm that way everywhere. If I go into a store, if I do this and I say hello to people and they don't say hello to me, I'm cupped a little bit, but that's not going to change who I am because that's not my problem. That's their problem. And that's my approach.
I agree. As far as my work relationships, it's hard because I was always a supervisor. So it was very hard for me. I had to always keep my work relationships different because I couldn't get friendly because they were my staff. I always used to tell people, when we're at work, I'm your boss. I'm not your friend. I did have a few select people outside of work, that I chose to be friends, but it took me a long time of getting to know them first to make sure that they were turncoats, vacation together and do things together and whatnot. But it took a long time before we got to that point. My biggest problem in today's world is no matter where I go, people are so damn rude. I go to the pharmacy and I go, okay, for 3 weeks now, you've been telling me my prescriptions are being filled. And then I get a text and it tells me they'll be ready next week. I don't get prescriptions just for the hell of it. They're not candy. And then I go in and then I'll get this from the pharmacist. We're really understaffed. And that's not my problem. I worked as an OB nurse for years and I would end up with four moms and four babies. I couldn't tell the mom, I forgot to give your baby the medicine because I was so understaffed and she got sick. You can't just put the blame on everything else. You need to apologize and try and figure out how to rectify. But they don't even apologize. They just start blaming the fact that, oh, we don't have enough people. And the look on their face isn't even sympathetic. Then you go someplace else to do something and somebody else is complaining to you about the fact that you're complaining to them. And it's just, what happened to this world and the rudeness? Bite my tongue and hold back the New York in me and calmly deal with these people and tell them exactly how I feel before they call the cops on me and point across. But it's just, you can't even put up boundaries there because they test it. I'm right, you're wrong. And very hard lately, they're testing my limits. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Now we have the era of the Karen.
Apparently. Oh, my God.
Try and bring something up and they just go berserk because they can't have their way, I guess, in relationship. Because what I was talking about before was mainly amongst coworkers. But yeah, when you're talking with customers, guests, and the people that you have to work with in the business, and you have to hold a boundary with them because it's the job. It's okay. They're not allowed to cut the line, or you have to check for ID before you sell them something or before they use their credit card because it's got to match up and they don't have something to be able to get what they want. And you have to enforce that boundary because it's the law. The louder they get is not going to change the law.
No, but then you have to set your boundary because you don't want to end up in the back of that police car either.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Are you worth going to prison for? No.
But yeah, it's funny because I had a few really good friends from the time I started working where I was working, and they were like, I've never seen you be able to control yourself where you didn't use any four-letter words when you were dealing with patients or donors or the staff. And I know it had to have killed you. And I'm like, that was my boundary. Yeah. I was a professional and that. But trust me, if I met them out in the street, oh my God, they would have gotten the rest. But this is my boundary and this is how I deal with it. But I will tell you, I've had staffs that were like, they would write me up because I was mean because I made them follow the rules. And then I would have other staff that would say, because when people would hear that they were going to be working with me, they would be scared to death. And
I can attest for you, Debbie. I love working with you. And I can say what the best thing about working with you was when I first met you, let your boundaries out right away, like how I do. I asked Debbie, can I borrow you? No, here, let me tell you things. You don't touch my canteen, you don't touch my pens, and you don't touch my phone. And we're going to be just fine.
Yeah. That's good.
And she set it all out in the beginning. I was like, okay, now I know. And we were cool.
Okay, so in other words, they're writing me up because I made them do their job. I go, so why am I sitting here?
Oh, yeah. I've had that before.
Call me back when it's a real violation and I'd walk out of the office. But this is how it goes. This is how people are today. If you don't want me to do my job, then fire me now and I'll go to court and I'll sue you and I'll just live happily for the rest of my life on that money.
A lot of the guest complaints, a lot of frequent ones, not just for myself, but really a lot of people, is basically for doing your job, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay, they're complaining about me because I was enforcing your policies.
Right. It's ridiculous. But the problem is you've got two different groups of people out in society today. You've got the younger generation who has never grown up with manners, and the only way they talk to other people is on computers. So there has never been ways of communicating and using manners and stuff, as opposed to our generation, like your 40s and whatever else, where
you don't know how.
So it's like the Clash of the Titans. You use manners. They don't know what it is to talk to somebody with manners. And I don't know how it's ever going to get fixed, but
I think that what we're doing right now is a great start, because when people come on and we eventually start working with people in groups, they're going to get used to talking with people in real time instead of typing it out. Because I've noticed that the trolls, the keyboard trolls, that some of the things that they say on the keyboard, they would never say to somebody's face.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Have you noticed that?
Not at all.
So if they can learn how to communicate in person, they'll be able to get those frustrations out in a more effective way, to where they can feel like they're getting their needs met and not have to worry about being throat perched.
And that's how we're going to break down those boundaries. Do you have any final thoughts, Ramon?
Yeah, thanks. I've got a way to get in there.
I know.
You guys had some great things to say, but I'll end it on this. Jane, when you met Debbie pretty much laid down the law. How many, if you put 100 people in a room and told them that story, how many of them would have been willing to do that? Probably not most, because like we've been talking about, most of us weren't really taught boundaries. That's a life lesson that a lot of people have to learn. But that comes back to Jane earlier before we started the show. We're talking about how you found Carl Jung, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll probably get more into Carl Jung's work later on. Yeah. But he's all about being self-aware, discovering that self, right? So if you don't have any self-awareness, you don't have any self-respect, people are going to treat you the way you treat yourself. That's the big thing. We can ring that bell, because that's just how it is. If you don't treat yourself with respect, then you can't expect other people to give you that same respect you want if you're not giving it to yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Debbie was able to lay down the law, you know what I'm saying? Because those were her boundaries. She wasn't being mean about it. This is her respecting herself, her space, her boundaries, and other people are going to follow. So I think that's a key that hopefully helps people.
I think it's helpful and respectful to other people too, because if I know what's expected of me, then I don't have to wonder and guess. She told me. It's so much easier that way. And it makes it very easy to follow along, because I know where I stand now.
Yeah. And I did that with all my new employees. When I got a bunch of them, that their first day was starting with me, and they would be like, I'd see them and they had that deer in the headlight look. And I'm like, okay, I know you've already probably heard all the things about me, that I'm the evil witch and that, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm the nicest person you will ever meet. All I ask is that you read the manual. I want you to do exactly what you signed in the manual saying you will do. And just do everything by the book. And if you do that, we'll have no problems. But if you don't, then I'm going to talk to you. And that's it. And at the end of the day, they would go, oh, you're not as bad as they said you were.
Yeah. And the best thing, Debbie, was that you had everybody's back. If we were doing our job and the guests or their patients were mean to us or just unreasonable, Debbie always had our back when people weren't there. So if this is above my pay grade, Debbie helped. And Debbie always had my back and she supported us. And that does wonders, is all I have to say. It was great.
Our next podcast.
Yes, we will.
I have to say goodbye.
Until the next time, I'll have to come back. All right, bye.
Hi, Jen. I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes.
All right.
I'll see you Sunday.
Guys, be safe.